I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Want to get live push notification alerts whenever a company you follow releases an RNS? Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Joining me on the podcast, I have John Mayer, a mining analyst at SP Angel. Thank you very much for being here today.
Yeah, it was good to be here.
Just by way of introduction, you're mainly focused on smaller miners. And what do you think, why did you initially get involved or were you interested in smaller miners? And what advantages do you think they have over larger miners?
Well, I love small companies. I love the entrepreneurs, the spirit of taking a project in the ground and bringing it all the way through from discovery to through financing, evaluation, and development. I've got nothing against the big caps, the Rio Tintos and BHPs of this world, but to be honest, their portfolios are so large, the corporate structures are so large company-like that I think they lack some entrepreneurial spirit. I mean, there are some great people within these. In fact, many great people working within these corporate beasts.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt that Rio Tinto and BHP are generating extraordinary profits at the moment because of the high price of iron ore and their operations in those areas. But what is much more interesting for us is to focus on small companies like Arc Minerals, who've reported today on some more drill holes at the Shazaya project in Zambia, which looks like a real discovery. So I mean, this is a discovery that can take the shares from 4.5p today to something much higher than that, and that's what gets us out of bed in the morning and makes us think this is a very interesting business to be in, where we can actually look at the data and tell investors with some confidence that we think that these businesses are going places, and certainly in the case of Arc Minerals, that this is a company-making asset.
Yeah, and what is behind the news at Arc Minerals? What is driving your, what's your thesis there?
Well, they did a deal in Zambia to get into an asset. That asset looks quite good. It's a copper cobalt mine. And they'll be running that at some point in the future. But while they were working on that, they looked at some of the exploration ground around that asset. And this is the end of what's called the Lufilian Arc, which is a geological term. And there are a whole host of very rich billion-dollar copper mines on that Lufilian Arc, producing quite a lot of the world's copper. That arc stretches geologically from Zambia up through the DRC, and now it looks as if it turns back into Zambia before it heads off into the top of Namibia. And it hosts many of the world's highest grade copper mines. And I think that Arc Minerals have just caught the sort of bottom end of that And it looks like they are pulling out some quite high grade copper intersections. They're very close to surface, and they look like they should be economically mineable, which is the critical bit for us, because there's no point spending money drilling all this stuff if you're not going to actually make a profit out of the end of it. Yeah. But copper mines are worth a lot of money. So the market cap of Ark Minerals is about £37 million today, but the market cap of a functioning copper mine will be many, many times that. And it's something that's popular with investors. So with Ark Minerals, we think that value will be recognized very quickly by investors in the market, investors and experts in the copper business. And there are so many investors who are interested in buying into copper at the moment and new discoveries that I think we'll see a fairly quick uplift in the shares.
Interesting. And then what is your outlook or view on copper at the moment?
Well, our view on copper is pretty bullish. I mean, the prices have been depressed recently by the trade war with China. But with the whole electric vehicle revolution, we can see huge demand for new copper cabling under our streets. Very sadly, it means that they're going to end up digging up our streets again. But Bloomberg New Energy Finance came out with some figures today suggesting that 88 to 99% of annual copper demand will come from electric vehicle charging infrastructure by 2030. Wow. Now, that's extraordinary. There is not enough copper being dug up out of the ground to meet that kind of demand. Yeah. Because the rest of the world still uses 20 million tons, 22 million tons of copper a year. So what Bloomberg New Energy Finance are saying is that copper demand is effectively going to double by 2030. And that's very difficult. Where will we get this from? So yeah. New discoveries that we're seeing at Ark Minerals and other companies like Phoenix Global Mining are going to become popular players on the stock exchange.
And what do you think of Phoenix Global Mining there and the resource that they have there, the Empire Mine?
Well, there's quite a lot of work still to be done there. I mean, they know they've got a sensible mineral project. They've been working on it for some time, and they're working on different sort of financing options, I think. But there's still evaluation and drilling to be done. And I think, although the best place to find a new mine is actually where an old mine used to be these days. And they're certainly in the right place with the right sort of target. But it would be nice to see things moving a bit faster on that score.
And in particular, going back to Ark Minerals, you mentioned that long belt, was it? Well, are there other major miners like the Rio Tintos and BHP? Are they also on that belt?
They surely are. Glencore have got the Kamoa project or mine in the DRC. There's a whole bunch of these things. First Quantum invested billions in the Trident project, which is just 40 kilometers away. Wow. From this new discovery. And then there's a whole host of other major copper mines along there. So it's the right address. It's a bit like the end of the line. Yeah. On the tube, you know, these guys have just gone one stop further, and they're definitely very much in the right place.
Interesting. And what do you think about gold miners at the moment? Are there any that have caught your eye?
Yeah, gold's pretty interesting because with the US threatening to cut interest rates and weaken the US dollar a little bit, which, let's face it, has been a pretty strong currency in recent years, the gold price has been going up. We're over $1,400 an ounce. And so I'm just checking the gold price as I speak. Yeah, 1406 this morning. Yeah. And so I think the future looks quite good for gold. Companies like Anglo Asian Minerals, very well placed to benefit from that rising gold price. And yeah, I think the gold bugs are coming back out of the woodwork after feeling quite beaten up for a few years.
Yeah, a lot of the major gold producers, their share prices have gone up accordingly. Do you think it will make it easier for smaller gold miners to get financing or just improve their prospects a little?
Yeah, I mean, a rising gold price really lifts the whole market for mining shares. It's one of those things. It lifts sentiment. It lifts everybody's spirits. I reckon I've always thought about half the investors in mining companies are gold bugs one way or another. even though the sector is so positive on copper, it's just there are never enough copper stocks or copper counters and discoveries around to keep everybody fully occupied. And let's not forget that actually the market for battery metals is also revving up at the moment. So rare earth minerals, cobalt, lithium, even commodities like graphite, still very popular, and new funds coming into the market all the time, looking for counters to play in those areas. So it's a pretty interesting world at the moment.
What is interesting? What has caught your eye really in particular in the rare earth space?
Well, Macango's is good on rare earths because, I mean, there really aren't very many of these stocks around. There were about 400 rare earth companies 10 years ago, and now they're down to just a handful. Macango has one of the better projects that's listed in the UK. You've got Peak Resources, and there aren't very many others. So it's important. And actually, we were writing this morning about how actually one of the beneficiaries of the Chinese restricting rare earth exports would be the Japanese magnet makers. And so much value from a rare earth perspective goes into the permanent rare earth magnets that that's kind of good for the companies that are producing those, like Hitachi, for example.
Mm. Well, very interesting. Is there anything else that's caught your mind recently, John?
I think those are the key stocks for now.
Cool, perfect.
There's always exciting stuff happening in the space. Keras Resources look quite good with the issue of new shares in Calidus, which just produced a pre-feasibility study on a gold project in Australia. Keras are going to be distributing its Calidus shares to investors, so it's effectively going to distribute more than its share price in value to its lucky investors, and that's uh-huh. good.
Yeah. Well, John, thank you very much for coming on the podcast today. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You're welcome, and look forward to another time.
Cheers. Thank you very much, John.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And as always, we have the five most followed companies on Vox Markets today, starting with number five. We have Nufarmix at number four. We have Open Orphan PLC. At number three, we have United Oil and Gas. And at number two, we have Emotion Group PLC. And at number one, the most followed company on Vox Markets today is Maestrano Group. And the five most liked RNSs on Vox Markets, starting with number five, Edenville Energy have a mining update. At number four, OptiBiotics Health, they got an RNS on their online distribution agreement with Slim Bio Medical. At number three, have Zenith Energy, where they've commenced well deepening operations. And at number two, Nufarmix released their final results. And the most liked RNS at number one is United Oil and Gas, with a proposed sale of their Crown Discovery.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Want to get live push notification alerts whenever a company you follow releases an RNS? Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.